It's the Darcelin Dribble Podcast with yours truly, Coob the Basketball Guru, also known as Consistent Coob, or you guys could just call me Coob. That's C-O-O-B. Get it correct. And I'm here with my great friend AJ.
What's up? I'm AJ. My full name's Ajani. It's coming out with AJ's Assist really soon. You know, it's my own little personal blog to, you know, same thing as the Darcelin Dribble, to educate people about, you know, what's going on in the sports world. And, you know, I'm not going to just talk about basketball, but that's how I'm going to start, so.
Yeah, well, basically, I'll just be talking about basketball because it's sort of the only sport that I really care about. I like other sports, but not more than basketball. I played basketball from about sixth grade to my junior year of high school, and I actually had the opportunity to play with AJ on a couple teams.
Yeah, we played sixth and eighth grade, and then eighth, 10th grade. Yeah. Really, really fun. We actually got to play with each other. It was amazing.
Yeah, and that's actually how me and AJ became friends, because prior to that, we didn't like each other. And, you know, if anyone has been on any types of sports team or club, they know that being in those type of programs really, you know, at the end of the season or at the end of the year, whenever your program ends, by the end of the year, you become a family with the people that you're playing with.
Yeah, it's just all surreal when you kind of just come to this new gym and you're playing with a lot of people that you've never met before. You know, some people you've met, you've seen here and there, but then at the end of the year, it's just like he said, like, it's a family, and I got nothing but love for Coob, man.
Of course, it's all love. So, unfortunately, I stopped playing basketball my junior year of high school, and I did not want basketball to stop for me there. Reasons, I won't go into why I stopped playing. Maybe later down the line, I'll tell you guys, but I want to stay connected to the game of basketball, so this is going to be my way of staying connected to the game and giving back to the game. I'll be updating you guys on basketball news, giving my input and opinion about basketball topics all throughout the sports media. And what I want to start with is the question, should college basketball players get paid? And, well, with the recent scandal that's been, you know, exposed, I've seen a lot of coaches putting... Yeah, losing jobs. I've seen a lot of coaches putting down the NCAA or...
NCAA taking away, you know, championships that were won fair and square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been crazy. And a lot of people claim that they're in disgust that college basketball players are getting paid. But for years and years, I haven't heard much about anyone being in disgust about how much money these schools are making off these players.
Yeah, like, I believe that the actual number, you know, this is just from my memory, I don't know if it's the real number, I believe it's like $1.06 billion, and I believe $700 and something million, so that's a lot of money to be coming in from, you know, just the basketball program from one school.
And as luxurious as the life of a college basketball player may seem, some of them are broke, some of them have no money. And that should not be the case when they are busting their ass to play for these schools. They're working hard day in and day out to heighten the reputation of their basketball, not only the basketball program, but heighten the reputation of the school. They should not go hungry, not one night. Or they should not be struggling with classes. Like, they should have tutors, like, they should have tutors all the time. They should have, you know, specific meal plans. You know, I don't want to say they should get special treatment, but I'm sort of leaning towards that side, that they should get, you know, a little more special treatment, because being an athlete in college is very tough. It's very difficult.
Very hard. You know, like Coob said, like, I don't think any athlete in college, you know, should go one night without being hungry. You know, mm-hmm. Like, I think they should eat every night. Mm-hmm, exactly. You know, in my opinion, you know, this one player is bringing in thousands and even millions of dollars to one program. So, you know, spending, you know, $37,000 out of what they're bringing back, I don't think that's really a problem, like, just giving a player that much for even 1 to 2 years, because most of these athletes that are getting the scandals are only staying a year. Like, they're not staying there for 2 years. They're the high recruits. They're the hot recruits. So that's the reason why these players are being paid. But, you know, it's under the table and it's illegal. So I think that they should figure out a way to go around that and to actually build from that point.
we're back, and that brings me to the question, should the one-and-done rule be removed? And for those who do not have any prior knowledge as to what the one-and-done rule is, it states that all basketball athletes must spend one year out of high school before they choose to enter the NBA draft. Now, some athletes choose to play professional basketball overseas in a different country for that 1 year. Most athletes choose to go to college and play that 1 year or more before they enter the draft. And some even choose to go to a prep school, which still qualifies as 1 year out of high school before they enter the draft. So there's a couple ways to attack the situation when your intentions are entering the NBA draft. AJ, what do you think should happen?
You know, I think with the one-and-done rule, I believe you should either take away the rule or add on a year because, you know, some of these guys are actually ready for the NBA at the age of 18, at the age of 19, graduating high school at the age of 19. You know, I think they should have the ability to say, I'm ready for the NBA now. Let me not wait for a year to go by so I can enter the draft. You know, as an artist, I'm not sitting here being told, oh, you have to go to school a year before you can go into the music business. Right now, I'm 18 years old, and I'm trying to, you know, get into the music business, and I'm working, and I'm already there. And the same should go for these guys who are really, really talented and who have the ability to play this great game of basketball. I think they should be ready. If they're ready, I think they should go to the NBA now or, you know, make their decision on themselves.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with one of our old coaches, Coach Eddie. He stated that what should happen is it should be a 3-year rule before you can enter the draft, because that would mean that everyone is guaranteed to spend at least 2 full years in school, which would mean that they can get an associate's degree. So if the NBA doesn't work out for them, they have that to fall back on, and they wouldn't have to completely start over school if they want to pursue a higher level of education. And also, it brings me to the question, should colleges accept their players back if they do not get drafted? What do you think?
I think, you know, a school should definitely accept a player, because if you really want to put trust into that player and have that player at your program enough to give them a full scholarship for that 1 year, for that 2 year, I believe that you should say, all right, you know, you didn't make it into the NBA this year, but you can still have, you still have the ability to play basketball, and you can help us get to the NCAA tournament and get to the championship and even win a championship. So I think the school should at least, you know, make a plan to accept a player back to that school.
Yeah, I don't think it's much of a debate. Steve Kerr said the other day that if the colleges really cared about these players, they would accept them back when they don't get drafted. Now, the rule that's in place now is that college players can enter the draft, but once they hire an agent, they can't return to school. So I believe whether they hire an agent or not, if they get drafted, they should be able to return back to school. Because like AJ said, just because they didn't get drafted that year, that doesn't necessarily mean that they won't get drafted at all. Maybe, you know, their time to get drafted is next year or the year after that. You never know. But not only will it benefit the player because he gets to go return to school and get better, but it also benefits the team. Now you have this veteran experience and all who also dealt with draft experience, and he can really educate these guys on and off the court about what the next level is like, and how to and lead them to possibly an NCAA tournament or an NCAA appearance if they've never been to the tournament before. But I definitely don't think it's a debate that all college basketball players should be accepted back to school if they do not get drafted. We're back for our last segment. If you're tuning in, this is the Darcelin Dribble Podcast with Coob, the basketball guru, also known as Consistent Coob, or you could just call me Coob. That's C-O-O-B. Get it correct. And I'm here with my boy, AJ.
What's up? It's here, AJ. You know, I'm starting my own little blog, AJ's Assist, coming really, really soon. I'll have Coob, the basketball guru, inform you guys when it is up.
I definitely will. So anyone who's gotten this far into the podcast, I just want to say thank you guys for listening. We're going to wrap it up with this segment, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with one of the hottest topics in basketball right now, Mr. LeBron, the GOAT James. So apparently LeBron's free agency list has been revealed in the past couple of days, and the four teams that he's deciding between are the Houston Rockets, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is his current team, and the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, AJ, what do you think is LeBron's best option?
Because I have, you know, a lot of love for my favorite player, Chris Paul, I would love to see LeBron team up with Chris Paul and James Harden in Houston, because not only is LeBron a good fit there, in my opinion, but I believe, you know, playing with your best friend is something so amazing. I think that, you know, Chris Paul and LeBron seeing that they are really, really close, they should have that opportunity. As well as Houston, I think LeBron should stay in Cleveland because that is his home and there's no point of leaving anyway. You have a great group of guys, and Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance, Rodney Hood, George Hill, you know, J.R. Smith and the rest of the Cavaliers, I think he should, you know, work with that team and develop them to be better players.
Yeah, I mean, I like the team that LeBron has now, but personally, I would love to see him go to the 76ers to complete the process. You know, Joel Embiid has been saying, trust the process for years. And now that we know Ben Simmons isn't a bust, he's having a great year. His first year in the NBA, his numbers are completely ridiculous. And he actually has a pretty similar play style to LeBron. So I think him teaming up with LeBron would not only take a lot of weight off both of their shoulders, but the 76ers in general would just become a much, much better team. Having LeBron, having his veteran experience, he could teach Ben Simmons a lot, you know, about being the leader of a team. And by the time LeBron retires, Ben Simmons could be his successor on his way to be the next greatest. So I think Ben Simmons and LeBron and Joel Embiid and everybody on 76ers would really benefit from LeBron going to Philly. With Ben Simmons playing point guard, he would have LeBron James to pass to, Joel Embiid to pass to,
J.J. Redick,
and LeBron would have Ben Simmons to pass to with Joel Embiid, J.J. Redick, Robert Covington. They would only get stronger. They're already a young team. Adding LeBron would just be adding athleticism. It would be a really fun team to watch. So, you know, we're looking forward to what LeBron decides to do during his free agency, but I think his best bet is going to the 76ers. They're already campaigning to get LeBron James, but who isn't? So we'll see. Once again, I want to say thank you guys for listening to the first official Darcelin Dribble podcast with yours truly, Coob the Basketball Guru, a.k.a. Consistent Coob, a.k.a. Just Coob, and my boy AJ.
All right, I'll see you guys on the next Darcelin Dribble. You know, I'll be here for that one too. I'll let you guys know the update on AJ's assist. So peace out, guys. And you guys can also call me Kelso.
Never stop dribbling, guys. Stay hungry.